are well known and never say anything about people unless they all wanted to come. So I don't know which side we will be all in by the time of this whole talks. So we have reduced our livestock stuff, which made us a little better on grazing. In a year of not much rain, we had enough grass for our livestock. And this is another problem that we've been talking about so far. So, I have told you what we are at around Kayansita. We are still keep building houses for the young generation that are just married, and the ones that came from high, from back from school graduation, we have talked about to build them houses too. So this is what I know of my country and my people. And I sure do thank you for the opportunity that has been given to me here in this meeting. I thank you all. The president of the chapter officer, Tom Dick. I thank you very much, Mr. Sedario. I just want me to tell your people how cut Kayansito here, because most of these people have never seen Kayansito area and don't know how many people are living around the Kayansito area. But I hope they know now, and some of them have a well understanding of the story that you have just told the people. And we will go on to the next problem, and there is another man from Alamo. I'd like to introduce him so you could all know him. And in this area, I don't know his name, but we all call him Tony. His last name is Mexican name is Alamar. Armor is his last name. So, Mr. Armor, we'd like for you to tell our people what you know in your area. So here is Mr. Arnold. Chairman and the vice chairman, the secretary, and visitors and the people of the community, I thank you and say big hello to you all. I never thought that I would have a little chance to say anything, but I will just give you a little story of which how my people are. Mr. Chairman has given me a chance to say my saying. Yeah, we have lived it in Alamo, I think, just as long as the Kayansito people has lived it there. It was caused of our great-grandfathers and great-grandmother during the time of the Fort Summers time. I will start with my story, how my people settled in that part of the country. Alamo is about more than 60 or more some odd miles from Albuquerque, west of Albuquerque. And we have been there for a long time, over a time as much as the people that came back from Fort Summers. So nobody hasn't ever counted or know how long it was. So I like to tell you, I think it's over a little better than 100 years ago. So this is where my story has to start. I lived it in Cayenne, in Alamo, all my life. I was born in Alamo. My mother and father had passed away, and they said that their grandmother and grandfather has been to my grandmother and my grandfather has been to the Lone Walk, on the Lone Walk. And then when he came back, my father was born and my mother. But he didn't live too long. So I don't have no mother and no father to do. But still, we live in Alamo. Alamo is a little place, a little bit smaller than Cayenne. And we used to live under the United Pueblo, just like Mr. Cedelio just told you, that these little reservation that lays outside the reservation was been run and carried on by the United Pueblo. So we have been under the United Pueblo for quite a number of years. United Pueblo is the Pueblo, Laguna, and Acoma, Isleta, and different other Indians are United Pueblo. So it is not the Navajo reservation. So now I just want to give you a little brief idea how we have grown it up. In these days, the last people that came back from Fort Summer had settled there, and some of the people that have been adopted by the Mexican. They've been captured, or whatever you call it, for quite a number of years, and they were the one that settled there at Alamo. So we Alamo people just pretty near as good as the Mexican people. We understand pretty good Mexican language, but we are full-blooded Navajo. So we have the same program as the changes has, and we are having a little money coming from the ONEO, the Economic Opportunity, out of Gundra. And at the same time, the tribe also helped us too. So that is why we are now under the Navajo tribe. During the time of the